Your thoughts on today's 4-0 win here at Windsor Park Gate?
Really good win. Our second half performance is as good as we've been. One point started the game well, very well, and they put us on the back foot, which we expected. They've been in decent form. They went to Mournview, give them their run around a few weeks ago. So we adapted again our formation a little bit, sort of towards the end of the first half. Started in the second half, got a big goal in the first half when Jordan, I was told by a reporter, and it was our first shot on target, and their goalkeeper didn't have anything to do for 55 minutes or whatever, but he had something to do, picking the ball out of the net, so that was pleasing me going in at half time. So second half, the players were good, knocked the ball about, and ran over the top, and basically, I don't mean that disrespectfully, for the last 20-25 minutes, considering the tempo that they played at, they probably run out of gas a wee bit, and we went on and comfortably won the game.
They're a good side that have drawn here the last two games, so you'd have taken 1-0, let alone 4-0 before today, wouldn't you?
Yeah, confidence and goals, clean sheets, it's another clean sheet for the back four and the goalkeeper, so John getting a hat-trick, so good day all round, very pleased with the appetite of the players, considering we had a tough game, which we didn't change the 11, and I get asked all the time that two, three weeks ago, I was moaning about the congestion on fixtures and whatever else. People are saying, well, why don't we change the team? I want new players. I want players who are injured. I want players who are suspended. I want people to earn the right to play here, not just to come in willy-nilly because we might have somebody feeling a wee bit tired. So anybody that is going to come in, they need to earn the right to play here. And that's why we have kept. Last year, we overindulged in the changes because we couldn't find the right formula, right formation, the right personnel. So we had to change it when you're not winning games. So this year, if the team's winning games, you know, they might be a wee bit leggy, might be a wee bit tired, but we've also got good options, 60, 70 minutes, to bring your Kearns on today, O'Connor, Ford, making his debut. So people have to earn the right to play first and foremost to get in the starting 11, whether it's a County Antrim game, a League Cup, Irish Cup, or the league games.
Jordan's finishes were clinical today, weren't they?
Yeah, they're good goals, and he has that. And it's good to see him playing with a proper smile on his face, and more so, probably more than anything, it's good to see him work. He's absolutely working hard. He's working his socks off, and that he's got that sort of infectious. If Jordan's working hard, where he's probably been deemed probably over the last sort of couple of years, maybe have a sort of low key luxury player. Give it to Jordan, he might make something happen. But he's working in a formation at the minute, which is given Cooper needs to work hard. Kirk Miller needs to work hard. Our two midfielders need to work hard, and I thought Andy was very good again today with a lot of things that he'd done, so that was pleasing.
Another goal for him, his goals to games ratio was outstanding this year, isn't it?
Yeah, it was another set play, good ball in from Cunny, so it's always pleasing when you see your forward players, you know, your Jordan scoring today and Andy scoring. That we've had games here where we've had maybe Callagher, Robinson, or Hawkeyes, Staffords in the past, maybe scoring from a set play, but it's also always pleasing when you get your front players on the score sheet.
What about Stevie Fallon, who just looks a class player out there, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think a few eyebrows were raised when we re-signed Stevie. I've known Stevie a long time. It's taken him longer to get into the team. But the good thing, the game with Stevie, which we can use with some of the other younger players in and around the squad, he's a lot of patience. He's given himself the best chance to sort of be in and around, developing with more experienced players. And you see now with the performances and his energy levels. So I think there might be a few in-house, maybe a few of our own supporters, maybe slightly surprised by how good Stevie Fallon has been, and hopefully he's going to be.
And lastly, we're in a great position in the league table, but next Saturday, top two, big game away to Seaview.
Yeah, bring it on. It's a game we should relish. The players in good form. I went to watch Crusaders last night, so they're a good side. They've signed three or four new players, so they'll probably change a little bit from the last time we played them down at the Seaview and when we played them here at Windsor. So another big game. I think we play them three times in 2.5-3 weeks. So the challenge is always our Crusaders are the champions. So we need to go down there next week and make sure that we're big and strong first and foremost. Work hard, and hopefully we get a proper good result for the football club.
And at Seaview next week, you're going to need the 12th man. I think we've less than 100 tickets on sale here, plus whatever Crusaders have online, so you need the rest of those tickets bought up quickly, don't we?
Yeah, we always got a big crowd down at Seaview. It's one of them grounds where, you know, the our own supporters are close to the action, so we always need them. And again today, they were good today. I think they were appreciative of, you know, the work rate and some of the play that the players had today. So we always need them. I say Sometimes it can be a little bit quiet, and a little the expectation levels are always there here to go and win the game. But you know, hopefully they went home today and they enjoyed that and fully deserved it, because there's been a long over the Christmas, the festive period, a lot of games, a lot of home games, 750 blue men down at Ballymena on Tuesday. So you know, the more we get, the more support we get, the backing of the players, then hopefully they can give us similar performances of what we got today.
Well done, David. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Cheers, Andy.